Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Don Fotopoulos is our guest. Her website is HiddenProfitProfit, right, Don? .com. HiddenProfitProfit, P-R-O-F-I-T, P-R-O-P-H-E-T, .com. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
All right. HiddenProfitProfit. So check that out, folks. Her book is called Accounting for the Numberphobic. Don, thank you for helping me report on the news today, which is that the stock market is in the full correction territory now. It dropped 1,000 points last week, as I remember, if I'm correct in my math, and it's dropping again today. What does this foretell for folks out on Main Street?
Well, Jim, you know, I was on a trading desk in the late 80s. When we had that enormous meltdown on October the 19th.
87.
Okay, and the market lost 30% of its value in 48 hours.
Yeah.
So a 1,000-point drop sounds like it's a big deal, but on a percentage basis, it's really not that much. I mean, what you have is you have a stock market that has been trading on vapor. And by that, I mean there are two different ways that...
I've been calling it a bubble for 3 years.
Yeah, well, it's a big-time bubble, and... When you have, you know, the average holding time of a trade, a minute and a half.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking.
That's
that
not
nobody's
investing that's trading.
Based on value, right?
That's
they're not doing their fundamentals.
That's a house of cards, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. And you know, we have had artificially low interest rates for an extended period of time, which creates a bubble in real estate. It creates a bubble in the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
We've got huge sovereign debt overhangs. You know, at some point, all of this has to shake out.
Yep.
And I think, I'm going to go on record. I think the market has 50% on the downside to go.
Wow.
Yeah, I really think it does. I think this is just the beginning. It may happen now. It may take
here's something to think about. At some point in time, America is still the safest place on the planet.
Yeah, it is.
So at some point in time, if everybody else drops a certain percentage, America's got to start looking, being a place to look to put your money. So maybe that could help us a little bit.
But we can't take that for granted.
No, I agree. But here's what I want you to talk to, because this is what I'm worried about the most, Don. And this, my audience knows, I have been consistent on this for years and years. Even before 2007 and 2008, I was warning people. I was talking about the fact that the Wall Street folks are playing fast and loose up there, like you just described, and they're making all the money. And when things turn bad and things go down, Main Street gets hurt the worst because we're planted in the ground.
The taxpayer ends up being the lender of last resort, right? I mean,
well, that's right.
Jim, think about 8 years ago when Fannie and Freddie imploded, right?
Right.
Who were the ones who bailed them out?
We did.
Well, if the banks do not have a financial incentive to manage their balance sheets effectively because the government will just continue to subsidize them with cheap money, then you have a self-perpetuating downward spiral, right?
But so, I don't think we're going to have a financial crisis like we had last time, Don, because there have been, the banks have been held to a higher standard in the last 6 years than they were prior to 2008. Would you agree with that? Am I being naive?
I hope that's true. I've seen very little evidence of it, but I hope that's true.
Well, I know that the bank. I don't know that the banks are as good as they could be, but I know that they're better than they were, and that's been to the detriment of business, by the way. But what I'm concerned about, Don, is that this collapse that we're seeing right now, this move toward a bear market, is going to set the economy into a recession.
Yeah.
Which is going to hurt small businesses who in this particular case, Don, since 2008, small business has not been allowed to come and play in the backyard where the money was.
Yeah,
so
we've been
out here in 1% growth range,
and
we haven't been able to play with their money like we had in previous run-ups. See what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the point
I've
been making all along.
Yeah, well, I have to say there are a number of things. It's sort of interesting as I have my ear to the ground. I'm speaking to small businesses all the time. I just spoke at the Texas Independent Auto Dealers Association last week. And we're talking about a $400 billion business, okay? And these guys are on a razor's edge regarding profitability.
Don't take any customer relationship for granted. Go get close to your customers and love them up as hard as you can right now.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, Don, thanks for being here. Good job, as always.
Yeah,
Come back real soon. HiddenProfitProfit.com is her website. And check out all the things she does there, Dawn Fotopoulos, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Dawn joined us, and so we did. And I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.